Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 28th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Sota, Perek Tashi, Mishnah Yud. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was the one who served as a Kohen Gadol after Shimon HaTzadik, Hevir Hoidoyas HaMaiser. He abolished the recitation of Vidui of Maiser. That's a special Vidui, a declaration which the farmer would make twice in 7 years, once in the fourth year of the Shemitah, once in the seventh year of Shemitah, after Pesach, or after the Anachron Shel Pesach. And he would say that, Biyarti HaKodesh and Rabbis, I've given all the gifts, I've taken the Kodesh out of the house, and I've given all the people their appropriate gifts. The Kohen got his Truma, I've given the Levi their Maaser, etc. Now he abolished that because no one was able to say anymore, V'gam Nesativ LeLevi, that I've given it to the Levi, I've given the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Why? Because when Ezra came up years earlier to build the second Beis HaMikdash, the people of Levi, many of the tribe of Levi, would not go up with him. And Ezra was disappointed with their behavior, and therefore he made a knas, he made a penalty, that no longer is Maaser Rishon going to be given to the Levim, but it'll be given to the Kohanim. And therefore, well, since it was being now not given to the Levim, people couldn't give the declaration, Begam Nesativ LeLevi. Afhu, Yochanan Kohen Gadol also, Bitel Es HaMe'orim. He also stopped the Me'orim. The Me'orim are the people who used to say, the Levim actually, he used to say every day during the Kriyas Ashir, when they used to sing by the Korban, and they would say a Pasuk in Tehillim Mem Dalad, which is, Ura L'Mosishin Hashem, wake up, why do you sleep, O Lord? Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped this saying this pasuk because it's not nice. How can you say that? Does Hashem sleep? It says, Hina lo yonam v'lo yishon Shem Yisrael. Aye, but the same David HaMelech who wrote, Hina lo yonam v'lo yishon, also wrote, Ura L'Mosishin Hashem, wake up, why do you sleep, Hashem? How could David HaMelech write this? So there the Gemara explains that David HaMelech wrote it for a time where the Jewish people are in a state of tzar, and the goyim have got tranquility. Since then there is what's called hastoras ponim, there is the hiding of the face of Hashem, kabayochel, so to speak, it's as if there is sleep, as if Hashem is sleeping, kabayochel. And therefore, that's when David HaMelech said the pasuk Ura L'Mosishin Hashem, for that type of a period. But not when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, is there, and the Yidden are there in their land, then it's not appropriate. And he stopped, therefore, the saying of that pasuk whilst the Levim would be singing Shir in the over the Korban. What else did he stop? Says the Mishnah further, Ves HaNokvin, he stopped the bangers. People who banged, what was that? What did they do? The people in the Beis HaMikdash, when they were shechting and calf for a korban, they would hit it between its horns and make scratches, incisions in it. And they did that to get blood running in its eyes and get it all confused and make it easier to bind it and to shecht it. Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, no, this cannot be done. It looks like the egel is a balmum. It looks like it's a blemished animal. That's one explanation. There's a second explanation that says what they would hit the calf with sticks, like people did for Avodah Zarah. And he would tell them, you can't do this. How much longer are you going to bring treifos to the Mizbeach? Now, why did he call it treifos? He said, how much longer are you going to bring animals that are not healthy, that are going to die in that year? That's what a treifa is. He was worried that by hitting them and banging them with the sticks, they might suffer an injury to the brain, which would render them a treifa and they cannot be offered. And therefore, what he did was, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol arranged that they should have special rings on the ground where they would put the neck of the animal through those rings and make it easier to do shechita that way. Ad yom, that's how Rashi learns pshat. Ad yomav hayopatish make birushalayim. Until Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol came along and stopped it, there was the hammer. The sound of the hammer could be heard banging in Yerushalayim in Chol HaMoed. Of course, they were doing work which was Dabar HaOved. They were doing work which would otherwise, if not done, people would suffer a monetary loss, and you're allowed to do that in Chol HaMoed. But he did not want that done in Yerushalayim. because it was a zilzul hamoyed. It was a disrespectful for the Yom Tov, especially in Yerushalayim. Yidden, millions of Yidden are coming ola regel and chol hamoyed. They hear the sound of the banging of workers. No, he said this will not be done anymore. Uviyomav ein adam tzorich lishoil al hadmai. And he also, in the days of Yochanan and Gadol, it was not necessary to ask anyone who was buying fruits from his friend, are these fruits demai? Are they bought from an Amar Oretz? And therefore, is there a suffolk, a doubt as to whether their maestros have been taken? Now, why wouldn't people ask that anymore? And the reason is as follows. Yochanan Ken Gadol made a rule, a takana, that if you buy fruits which are demai, which means you buy fruits from an Amar Oretz and you're not sure if he's taken trumas maestros, etc., you'd only have to separate Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni. That's all you have to separate. The Trumas Meiser, which means the tenth of a tenth, the tenth that goes to the Levi, the tenth of that, and the Meiser Sheni, the second tenth that you take. That's what you have to separate from them. But Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni, the first tithe, from which you take the Trumas Meiser, that Meiser Rishon, that normally you give to the Levi, this one he can keep for himself. Yochanan Ken Gadol said, there's no problem, you can eat it yourself. Meiser Oni, you can eat yourself as well. There's no Kedusha in those two gifts, in the first tithe that's given to the Levi or Meiser Oni. There's no Kedusha in that. It's just a matter of mominess. It's a matter of ownership, monetary value. And therefore, the person who bought fruits from an Amar Oretz now is faced with a question. Does he have to give in just in case the Meiser to the Levi or the Meiser to the Oni? The Yochanan Gadol said, no, you don't. Why? Because as far as Meiser Oni and Meiser Rishon are concerned, it's a monetary concern, and we apply a principle, Hamoitzi Mechavera Lavaraya. Anyone who wants to take the money out of you or take this Meiser out of you has to prove that it wasn't tithed. Till they do, though, you can have it. And there's nothing wrong with the Yisrael eating Meiser Rishon or Meiser Oni, other than a monetary consideration. And as we said, that's solved by this principle, Hamoitzi Mechavera Lavaraya. Now, until the Yochanan Gadol came along, the buyer would have to ask, tell me, are you selling me things? Are you trusted for maestros or not? I mean, what is this? Because if he's not believed, he would not want to buy from him, because I don't want the headache of having to separate all the maestros from it. But from the takon of Yochanan Ken Gadol onwards, a person who bought demai would not have to separate all these maestros. The only thing he would have to put aside is the Trumas Meiser, the tenth of a tenth that was given to the Kohen. But Meiser Sheni, he could eat himself, as long as he goes to Yerushalayim, of course, in a state of Tara, purity, or he redeems it for money and takes the money up to Yerushalayim. Therefore, if a person buys fruits from the market, people wouldn't ask, are they tithed, are they not tithed, are they Meiser or not? They would just separate these two things, Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni. He has very little to lose. A tenth of a tenth has to be given to the Kohen. Even Meiser Sheni, which he separates, he can eat himself in Yerushalayim. So people wouldn't even bother asking, is it demai or not? They would just separate these two things. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Misha Botla Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin was no longer in operation in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, Botel Hashir Mi Beis HaMishdais, there ceased the song from the places of from the pubs, from the place where people drinking, the drinking houses, or places from like a chasna, etc. They stopped the songs. Shenamas, it says, Bashir lo yushta yain. In the songs, with the songs, they will not drink wine. Not drinking wine while they're drinking, not singing songs while they're drinking. Now, how do you know that's talking about the Sanhedrin when the Sanhedrin was bottled? It doesn't say anything about the Sanhedrin, that pasuk. So the Gemara actually brings another pasuk in Eicha, Perakei, pasuk Yudalt. Zekenim mishar shavosu, bachorim min gunasam. Zekenim, the elders, from the gates, from the Beis Din, Shavasul, they ceased, and the young ones, Minigunosam, from their tunes. So we learn here when there's Kainim and the elders, i.e. the people who sit in the gateway, in the base tent, the Sanhedrin, when they were no longer there sitting, Shabbosu, as the Pasuk says, they ceased, then the Bachurim stopped their singing. The people, in other words, the people that would normally sing would stop singing with their wine. But what's interesting to note is that the Poskim point out that this refers to songs not of Kedusha, not of songs that we sing in praise of Hashem, but songs that are done in praise of Hashem, that are done today, and that can be done in the house of Achasna, and with a sound of, with voices of music and voices of Simcha. That's different, because you're praising Hashem with these songs. That's perfectly permitted still. There was never a gzeira on that.